ovarian follicles are found in the ovarian cortex. The ovarian follicles are found in the ovarian cortex. Cells comprising the ovarian stroma are called ovarian stromal cells. Cells comprising the ovarian stroma are called ovarian stromal cells. Larger blood vessels are found in the ovarian medulla. Larger blood vessels are found in the ovarian medulla. During ovarian follicle maturation, surrounding stromal cells differentiate to form the theca interna and theca externa. During ovarian follicle maturation, surrounding stromal cells differentiate to form the theca interna and theca externa. The germinal epithelium of the ovary is simple cuboidal mesothelium. The germinal epithelium of the ovary is simple cuboidal mesothelium. At the center of each ovarian follicle is a large cell called the oocyte. At the center of each ovarian follicle is a large cell called the oocyte. The distinct extracellular layer of glycoprotein which forms around the oocyte in a primary follicle is called the zona pellucida. The distinct extracellular layer of glycoprotein which forms around the oocyte in a primary follicle is called the zona pellucida. The cells which form ovarian follicles, enclosing each oocyte and separated from the surrounding stromal cells by a basement membrane, are called granulosa cells. The cells which form ovarian follicles, enclosing each oocyte and separated from the surrounding stromal cells by a basement membrane, are called granulosa cells. Ovarian follicles in which the granulosa cells form a single layer of flattened squamous cells are called primordial follicles. Ovarian follicles in which the granulosa cells form a single layer of flattened or squamous cells are called primordial follicles. Ovarian follicles in which the granulosa cells form one or more layers of cuboidal cells without clear spaces in between are called primary or secondary follicles. Ovarian follicles in which the granulosa cells form one or more layers of cuboidal cells without clear spaces between are called primary secondary follicles. Ovarian follicles in which the granulosa cells separate to form a clear space or cavity are called tertiary or Graafian follicles. Ovarian follicles in which the granulosa cells separate to form a clear space or cavity are called tertiary or Graafian follicles. Ovarian follicles which are degenerating after failing to mature are called adretic follicles. Ovarian follicles which are degenerating or failing. Ovarian follicles which are Ovarian follicles which are degenerating after failing to mature are called adretic follicles. The space which forms between granulosa cells and Graafian follicles is called the antrum. The space which forms between granulosa cells and Graafian follicles is called the antrum. Within late Graafian follicles, the oocyte is found in a mound of granulosa cells named the egg-bearing hill, or the cumulus oophorus. Within late Graafian follicles, the oocyte is found in a mound of granulosa cells named the egg-bearing hill, or the cumulus oophorus. Granulosa cells which surround the oocyte and accompany it when it is released are called the radiating crown, or the corona radiata. Granulosa cells which surround the oocyte and accompany it when it is released are called the radiating crown, or the corona radiata. After ovulation, granulosa cells and cells of theca interna grow and differentiate to form the corpus luteum. After ovulation, granulosa cells and cells of theca interna grow and differentiate to form the corpus luteum. Follicle granulosa cells and cells of the theca interna secrete estrogens and progesterone. Follicle granulosa cells and cells of the theca interna secrete estrogens and progesterone. Granulosa and thecal lutein cells secrete estrogens and progesterone. Granulosa and thecal lutein cells secrete estrogens and progesterone. One of those might be wrong. The corpus luteum eventually degenerates, leaving a scar named the white body, or the corpus albicans. The corpus luteum eventually degenerates, leaving a scar named the white body, or the corpus albicans. Cilia are found lining the fallopian tube. Cilia are found lining the fallopian tube. The myometrium consists primarily of smooth muscle. The myometrium consists primarily of smooth muscle. What type of epithelium lines the uterus? Simple columnar. What type of epithelium lines the uterus? Simple columnar. The mucosal layer of the uterus is called the endometrium. The mucosal layer of the uterus is called the endometrium. The layer of the endometrium, which is replaced with each menstrual cycle, is called the stratum functionalis. The layer of the endometrium, which is replaced with each menstrual cycle, is called the stratum functionalis. The layer of the endometrium, which remains intact after menstruation and serves as a source for replacement epithelial and stromal cells, is called the stratum basalis. The layer of the endometrium, which remains intact after menstruation and serves as a source for replacement epithelial and stromal cells, is called the stratum basalis. The proliferative phase of the endometrium is characterized by all the following, except it does not have a stratified squamous surface. It does have common mitotic figures in the endometrial stromal, common mitotic figures in the glandular epithelium, an absence of differentiated secretory cells in the glandular epithelium, and relatively smooth epithelial lining of the glandular tubules. But the proliferative phase of the endometrium is not characterized by stratified squamous epithelium. The secretory phase of the endometrium is characterized by all of the following except extensive smooth muscle. So the secretory phase of the endometrium is characterized by mitotic figures uncommon or absent in the endometrial stroma, mitotic figures uncommon or absent in the glandular epithelium, glandular epithelium lined primarily by differentiated secretory cells, and very irregular epithelial lining of glandular tubules. But the secretory phase of the endometrium is not characterized by extensive smooth muscle. Blood vessels which extend into the growing superficial layer of the uterus and retract back into the basal layer during menstruation are called, descriptively, spiral arteries. Blood vessels which extend up into the growing superficial layer of the uterus and retract back into the basal layer during menstruation are called, descriptively, spiral arteries. What type of epithelium lines the cervix, sampled by a cervical pap smear? Stratified squamous. What type of epithelium lines the ectocervix? Stratified squamous. What type of epithelium lines the vagina? Stratified squamous. What type of epithelium lines the vagina? Stratified squamous epithelium. Superficial cells of the vaginal epithelium appear relatively clear with H&E stain because of their high content of glycogen. Superficial cells of the vaginal epithelium appear relatively clear with H&E stain because of their high content of glycogen. Which of the following are maternal cells? Decidual cells. Which of the following are maternal cells? Decidual cells. Fetal blood flows through the vessels and capillaries within the chorionic villi. Fetal blood flows through vessels and capillaries within the chorionic villi. The umbilical cord consists of all of the above, which include mucous connective tissue, one umbilical artery, another umbilical artery, and one umbilical vein. The umbilical cord consists of all of the above, including mucous connective tissue, one umbilical artery, another umbilical artery, and one umbilical vein. The stored material characteristic of vaginal epithelium may be selectively stained with PAS. The stored material characteristic of vaginal epithelium may be selectively stained with PAS stain. The submucosal tissue of the vagina contains all of the following except extensive adipose tissue. So the submucosal tissue of the vagina contains an extensive venous plexus, many interwoven bundles of smooth muscle, loose fibroelastic connective tissue, and many nerves, but not an extensive adipose tissue network. The submucosal tissue of the vagina contains all the following except an extensive adipose tissue. All of the following are fetal components of the placenta except decidual cells. All of the following are fetal components of the placenta except decidual cells. Maternal blood flows through the intervillous space. Maternal blood flows through the intervillous space. The surface of the placental villi is formed by the syncytiotrophoblast. The surface of the placental villi is formed by the syncytiotrophoblast. The core of the placental villi is formed by the mesenchyme and fetal blood vessels. The core of the placental villi is formed by the mesenchyme and fetal blood vessels. Cuboidal cells forming a layer just inside the syncytiotrophoblast are the cytotrophoblast. Cuboidal cells forming a layer just inside the syncytiotrophoblast are the cytotrophoblast.